Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello everyone everywhere, it's Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Today is part two of my three-part interview with a great friend of our ministry, Dr. Richard Rooley. Now, Dr. Rooley has been on our program numerous times before, and he always brings some great information, typically on Bible prophecy, but he's also been sharing some health information with us before. He is a board-certified physician of internal medicine with a cardiology fellowship and has taught health science at the Loma Linda University in California. Now, in college, he majored in chemistry, and he's written extensive works on the end times. Praise God. He published a book back a while ago, The Fall of America, Survivor's Manual, which details a lot of what we have been and will be talking about. Now, you can go to his blog, thefallofamerica.blog, not .com, .blog, and get more information on everything we're talking about today. If you missed any of the prior episode, you need to go back and listen to part one to get caught up. I'm just going to rewind just a little bit, but there was so much information shared, I cannot cover everything again here today. So go back and listen to part one. Today I'm going to start off by asking Dr. Rooley how Rosh Hashanah ties in with a lot of what we see, not only seen right now happening all over the United States and the world, but how Rosh Hashanah actually coincides with some major, and I mean major, events that have happened since the formation of Israel back in May of 48. You will be astounded at what you're about to hear. So let's jump back into the conversation now with Dr. Richard Rooley. With what we're seeing right now happen in America, with all that's going on, how does Rosh Hashanah tie in with everything we see going on, you know, the riots, the virus, the, you know, the death of Justice Ginsburg, the fight with the budget battle and trying to get, you know, Democrats want $3 trillion just dumped into the economy. And how does all that tie together?
Okay. Let me give you a time frame that I think, that I personally believe in and is biblical, I believe. Okay. We earlier said that America is like Egypt. They aborted babies. They killed the babies in the River of Nile, but we've aborted 60 million. They enslaved Israel, and we've enslaved most people in negative lifestyles with alcohol, tobacco. Even prescription drugs are a leading cause of death, and it's a form of bondage. And my point is that Egypt was a jubilee event. When God executed judgment on Egypt, he took Israel to a covenant. And it involved a promise of land too. They were going to get. They're going to the promised land. And my point is that we are coming to a parallel event like Egypt. That was in Exodus 12:41. It was the night of the Lord, but we're coming to the day of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I believe from my study that it's 3 years away. It's in 2023, and I'll explain the reasons why. Partly, the events. Let me back up and say. It would be easy for most people to understand from the perspective of Roe v. Wade, which was 1973. Right. That's when Roe v. Wade was voted. And a jubilee event, most people, even the Pope, goes by 50 years. And so 50 years from 1973 is 2023. That's 3 years from now. Mm-hmm. And I believe that since Roe v. Wade, big things have happened every 7 years that have sign quality. You know, there are little floods and there are this and that and fires and so on. But starting 7 years after Roe v. Wade, 1980, Mount St. Helens erupted and put ash over three states, darkening those states the next day. And then 7 years later, the Pope lands in Miami, kisses the ground in a claim for Catholicism, and goes around our country like the Roman army went around Jerusalem before its destruction in 70 AD. There were other events also in 1987. The stock market on October 19 crashed 500 points. Today, 500 points is not much because the stock market is much higher, huge. Yeah, but back then, it was hugely significant for a small stock market. Yeah. And 7 years later after that, from 1987 is 1994, Rwanda, 1 million Protestant Tutsis were slaughtered in there when UN had enough vehicles. They said that if you spit on the in Kigali, you probably hit one of those UN vehicles. They were everywhere. But they did nothing. They just stood down in deference to the Pope. They just let the local government handle it, and the local government was Catholic. Okay, and so they did nothing, and the slaughter was done. And later, Pope says, "Sorry, you know, yeah, we did some things, but well, you know, not really known well in the media, but that's the story behind it." And so the UN is not a good operation. It is really a with so many Catholic countries and little C Catholic universal, they'll vote abortion, they'll vote homosexuality, they'll vote whatever just to get along. Well, that's the new world order coming, which the Bible will call Babylon or confusion, basically. Mm-hmm. And I want to be part of God's kingdom, Kingdom Crossroads. That's where you're at. Which, amen, you know, let's understand the decisions we have to make, yeah, to be in the kingdom. And I'm seeing that somehow I'm losing where my a train of thought. I'm showing you every 7 years from Rwanda. Mm-hmm. 7 years later is 2001, when the World Trade Center.
9/11.
And then 7 years, we all know that was a sign of the end. We got into war with Iraq. Mm-hmm. Iraq and Iran are the Medes and Persians of Daniel 8.
Mm-hmm.
The vision points to the time of the end, Gabriel said to Daniel, and that vision of Iraq and Iran, it just says Medes and Persians. Historians say it was all fulfilled, but they weren't reading the part about it that is at the time of the end, and we are at the time of the end because of Iraq being done already, and I'm confident the next war will be with Iran. But war is held off until we make the covenant. In mm-hmm. in Bible times, when this is Exodus 34, verse 10 and 11, God said, "Behold, I make a covenant with you, and it's a terrible thing I'm going to do with you. I'm going to drive out the Canaanite." Well, it meant war at that time, and it will be war when we make the covenant, but everything is held off until then. And God was doing that for Israel to drive out the Canaanite, and he will work it out on our behalf, in my opinion, so that we can be protected and spared, but we don't have to be part of the New World Order, which is coming. Okay. Yep. So anyway, that is 2001 with World Trade Center. 7 years later was we already mentioned the stock market crashed for 10 days after Congress voted to bail out the banksters, and that was 2008. Then 7 years later, we had several when-then signs. The year began with a rare solar eclipse on the equinox, followed 2 weeks later by a blood moon on Passover.
Yeah.
Both of those were, and it says Amos 2, verse 30 or 31, I can't remember which verse, said the sun will be darkened, the moon turned to blood before the day of the Lord, but the word before, panim, means facing the day of the Lord. So those events of 2015 are facing end times. Okay? It's not like, well, you know, I don't know, you know, we look back to things maybe like Roe v. Wade, a sign of the end, but that's been 40, nearly 50 years
right,
ago.
Right.
And so the point is that the things that happened in 2015 are facing end times, and there was peace and safety with Iran nuclear treaty. When they say peace and safety, mm-hmm. sudden destruction is coming.
Yep.
And the next phrase is, as travail on a woman with child. And Egypt travailed with God's firstborn. It was, you know, they didn't want to give up God's firstborn. They kept hanging on. But finally, Egypt had the birth occurred when judgment fell at Passover time. That's the time for judgment in the Bible, to execute judgment. Mm-hmm. And so, so peace and safety with Iran, and gay marriage in the Supreme Court.
Yep.
Mark 13, verse 14 says that when you see an abomination standing where it ought not, well, gay marriage ought not to be standing in the Supreme Court.
Yep.
You know, that's bad. And the Pope was standing in U.S. Congress. And the only reason for him being there is for them to vote for his Laudato Si, which is about Sunday legislation, which is his day, so everybody can have the blessing of the Eucharist. Attendance is down for the Catholic Church, and he's trying to get them to, we don't need religious legislation. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion. Mm-hmm. Keep it separate. Let people do what they want, but don't make laws, because then persecution is going to come from you-know-who. Yeah. That's what they've done. So anyway, and that was 2015. All of that takes you 6 sabbatical years. The 7th will be the next one. 7 years after 2015 is 2022.
Right.
That's year 49, and the 50th will be the Jubilee event, I believe. I don't know what's going to happen in 2022. Really no idea, but I'm sure that... And I want to give you a confirmatory sign, okay, for what I'm saying, so that because I believe we need to warn people and tell people about it, and the sign... is what I already mentioned with, Christ said, when you want to know about the end time, read the book of Daniel. Mm-hmm. And in the 8th chapter is this interesting cartoon event with a ram and a goat. And a ram angers this goat that flies from the west and clobbers this ram, stomps it, and breaks his horns.
Yep.
And it says in verse 20, the horns are the kings of Media and Persia. But today we'd say Iraq and Iran. So we have partly done it. But we're waiting for it says the higher horn, which is bigger, in other words, came up last. And that's Iran's going to be a bigger deal. But we should wonder at that, what will make the ram angry? Why would what makes the goat angry to go fight the ram? Because we don't want to get in a war if we don't have to. You know, and Trump is not eager. He's tried to sign a peace agreement in the Middle East and so on. But... I'm seeing that the Bible, it's here a little, there a little. It says in Isaiah 28, God wants us to read the Bible and become familiar with His Word. And I've had a chance over the years to look here and there a little bit. And Zechariah 14th chapter has the answer, in my opinion. It says the day of the Lord, which is the end time period, is coming, and nations are going to be gathered against Jerusalem to battle. The houses will be rifled, the women ravished, half the city will go into captivity. Then the Lord will go forth to fight against them. And I'm seeing that the Lord is going to use 2 different things. He's going to use the goat to clobber that ram. But also, it says in... the Muslims are going to take the city. They're at Jerusalem. But and everybody knows John 3:16, but very few people know Joel 3:16. Joel 3:16 says the Lord will roar from Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And the heavens and earth will shake. And that's one big earthquake from Jerusalem. And those Muslims, I think, will get out of there. They will know they don't belong there. They've just taken over the city. I believe they take it at Passover time, like Titus. See, historically, Passover is a time of judgment when it happened in Egypt. It happened on judgment for Christ.
Yeah.
He was died as a Passover lamb at Passover.
Yeah.
And in 70 A.D., Titus came at Passover.
Yeah.
I think those Muslims will go there at Passover, historically. And I think a month later, they get it with an earthquake. And why? Because Christ's closing parables clue us to a provision that most people do not know in the Bible. It's a 9/11 provision. I call it 9/11 because we all know 9/11 is a big deal, but it's Numbers 9, verse 10 and 11. It's a provision for Passover, time of judgment, a month later. Because if Israelites took a long trip, it says so in verse 10, if you're on a long journey, you can't get back in time for Passover, you keep it a month later. You're not excused. It's a time of judgment. We all have to go through judgment. But all of those parables, and his closing parables, fit that timing. Everybody is familiar with the statement in Matthew 24, verse 37, as the days of Noah. Well, the flood came with that Passover timing a month later. It was in the second month, okay?
Yep,
interesting.
Yep.
And then the next parable says, then shall two be in the field. Well, that's the rapture text. They think we're going to, one will be taken, the other left. Are you going to be left behind? Well, if you look at Luke 17th chapter, the last verses, the disciples ask, where are they taken, Lord? Where, Lord? And he says, where the body is, there will the eagles be gathered. And I don't want to go there. You know, I don't want to be taken. I want to be left behind. The flood came and took them all away, but Noah was left behind. Okay, mm-hmm. It's better to be left behind. It's a bad translation. They made maybe $1 billion out of all that. There's uh-huh. there are movies and books and so on, right. series. But I just say bad translation because God isn't going to snatch us to heaven. We are going through. It says in Acts 14, verse 28, we must through much tribulation enter the kingdom. I hope I have that verse right. I think it's 14. Look at verse 28. Anyway, we must through much tribulation. God is wanting us to harden up and to be what we are, not just snatch us to heaven. You know, Israel was a perfect example of when they made the covenant, they said, yeah, Lord, we'll do whatever you want. Well, 40 days later, they were worshiping a golden calf.
Yeah,
you know, they didn't know God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he took them to the wilderness to prove what was in their heart, and it wasn't good.
Yep.
So how do we think we're ready to go to heaven tomorrow? You know,
yeah,
we're going to have to go through some time and trouble and stand for God. And when he comes, he'll know who his are. They'll be there. You know, they'll be supporting what they, you know. But if he came tomorrow, everybody say, Lord, Lord, I'm yours. I want to go to heaven, you know.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Trouble all over again. You know, heaven. Yep. Trouble began in heaven with Lucifer, the angel that rebelled and wanted to do his own thing. And God is allowing a demonstration on this earth, and there's good side and bad side, and we got to go in the direction of good. And I think the last 7 years are a chance for us to stand on the unpopular, the more difficult good side, and show faith in God and where we're really at in this controversy.
Amen.
So that's kind of it in a nutshell. And that also supports Jubilee on 2023 from Roe v. Wade, because we're coming to the next sabbatical 7 years after 2015 is 2022.
Yep. Amen.
So
Amen.
That's just it in a nutshell. I've covered a lot, but you've been gracious. And anything else you want to talk about, that's good too.
Well, on your website, you talk about the four stages of destabilizing a nation. It's in a video on your website. And
yes.
Can you go over that for us, please? Because that's what's happening in the United States.
Bless your heart. That's a KGB agent that's explaining that mm-hmm. on my website. And let me just give them the website. They can watch and get their own ideas. Mm-hmm. It's thefallofamerica.blog. It's not .com. That was going to cost me too much money, but you know they try to make it up. But .blog has these videos. They can see my own video showing the package deal of what they get for a $10 donation mm-hmm. with the book, the DVD, and what's behind the New World Order. I'm a nonprofit organization, you know, educational oriented, and I'm trying to educate everybody right now. But $10 donation, why not? And but the idea is that this KGB agent defected, risked his life to come to America, and he sees us repeating those things of first teaching and indoctrination, but we're coming to a crisis. We're not there yet when revolution will occur. And but it also fits the book of Daniel. In Daniel 2, God saw that the head of gold, which was Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, was going to be surpassed by another kingdom, chests of silver, arms of silver, thighs of brass, Grecia, and legs of iron, Rome. But since the Roman Empire, no kingdom has ruled the world. The feet were iron and clay, mixed, partly strong, partly weak. And then a stone comes cut out of a mountain and smashes this image, and it grinds the image to powder. Well, a lot of people think that's the second coming of Christ. You think, well, that's his kingdom. Yeah. Well, but I've explained that when Israel became a kingdom, when they made a covenant, and I believe it says it's cut out of a mountain. In the book of Daniel, the only other use of mountain is Jerusalem, my holy mountain, referring
mm-hmm.
to his people.
Mm-hmm.
And so God is out of all the people that claim to be Christians, I hope some on this little podcast will be serious and want to know how we get there, how do we make the covenant and so on. And, you know, it's not just wait and see, wait and see.
Right.
The wait and see attitude is the foolish virgin response in the wedding parable.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They waited to see, and I don't have any light all of a sudden, you know. Well, they got to the wedding too late. And my point is that ending events, when it really starts happening, I mentioned the Muslims taking the city at Passover, but a month later is Second Passover, when I believe, as the days of Noah, a big event. I think it's an earthquake. The Day of the Lord is linked to an earthquake in numerous places. I'll give you a couple of them. Isaiah 2, verse 12 says it's the Day of the Lord, and verse 21, you just read verse 12 to 21, it says God will shake terribly the earth.
Yeah.
And in Joel 2, 10 and 11, there's an earthquake. It says it's the Day of the Lord. And it's a crisis in verse 15, and seek God, and he'll be with you, you know, et cetera. So this earthquake, I believe, will not only shake the Muslims out of Jerusalem, but it will trigger the San Andreas Fault, Southern California. Those Muslims over there think America's the great Satan because we have exported crime, sex, violence, alcohol, tobacco, you know, drugs, and so on. But and Hollywood has done this, and Hollywood is going to pay. You know, along with some others. You know, Southern California is headed, and I think I would encourage anybody that's got friends to move from Southern California. They're getting already messages. You know, fires. Yeah. You know, get ready, get out. Yeah. You know, and there is an exodus. I saw an article from USA Today that people moving to Phoenix. Yep. But a lot of people, well, it's going to get better. Well, no, it's not going to get better.
Yeah.
I think get out while you can. And there's several years to consider the evidence, study. If we, like Abraham Lincoln said, I will study and get ready, and someday my chance will come. And I think we have a few years where we can study. It's gonna, things are going to get bad and worse, and we'll wonder what's happening. But fall of America is where we're headed.
Yeah, amen. Well, this escaped KGB agent, you know, he was talking about how, you know, the Russian, you know, oligarchy, you know, they infiltrated, you know, the institutions and all that. And you said it, he sees the same thing happening. This is from several years ago, a couple decades ago, I think.
Yes.
You know? And, you know, I mean, you got what's going on in the universities, you know, because that's where they capture the minds of the young upcoming who are now running the show, right?
Yes, exactly. You're doing good.
The steps of destabilization, you know, they bring the anarchy, and then that evolves into a crisis where we're at now. And that's where the revolution comes through.
On the word crisis, Revelation 14, 7th chapter, 7th verse, says, fear God, give glory to him, the hour of his judgment. But the word for judgment is crisis, spelled with a K. In Greek, it's spelled K-R-I-S-I-S. But time of crisis. And the Chinese, in their language, have two caricatures for crisis: danger and opportunity.
Mm.
And the danger is that we don't understand and we use our own human instincts. The opportunity is the bridegroom comes, and an opportunity for a covenant relationship to be protected with Christ if we do it his way, which is explained in the materials that I'll send, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's how I see it.
Well, what got me was he even said that some of the you know, professors and these intellectuals and all them, you know, that are advocating, you know, this is the new, you know, way we need to go, this revolution, let's overthrow all this tyranny and all this stuff. But when the government actually takes charge, is either him or the lady in the following video, I can't remember now exactly, but they said when it happens, they're going to be shocked at the freedoms that they just lost, you know. And
not only that, some of those guys that taught, go for communism, they think they're going to be the leaders in it.
Right.
When all
that's
the,
what
they
were saying.
They're rounded up and shot too. You know.
Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. He said they'll be lined up. You know, when they realize what's happened, that they've been used like pawns, they're just going to disappear. You know. And
I believe that, and it's not going to be a happy time. But I believe that the Bible has the answers, and we need to,
They would start using the term normalization. You know, this is the new normal.
Yeah.
And boy, have we been hearing that.
Yes. Well, it's a long ways away right now.
Amen.
Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. We're all out of time for today's portion of this interview with Dr. Richard Ruling, and this was just part two of our three-part interview. I found this conversation not only interesting, but very timely for what we're witnessing going on in the United States right now, and not just the United States, but around the world. Now, like I said, there is still one more part to this interview, and folks, you do not want to miss it. Dr. Ruling is getting into some serious correlations about the way Adolf Hitler deceived Germany and Austria into giving him and the Nazis total control with promises of prosperity for every citizen and all of that. And he makes a direct correlation to how the Democrat Party is playing the same cards. Not just right now, I'm talking about they've been playing their hand for decades, and it is just now reaching the point of no return. We are right there. This election could be the final nail in the coffin for America if we do not stand up against this ungodly agenda and anti-godly attack going on right now. It is that important. Now, we're going to pick up that part of the conversation tomorrow, so you do not want to miss it. Right now, go down into the show notes, reach out to Dr. Ruling, go to his blog, thefallofamerica.blog, not .com, but .blog. Ask questions, read the information there, order his book, get his offer. The link's down in the show notes. It's the Alpha and Omega Bible Code. Just click the link. It will take you to Amazon to order it. Be sure you come back next time as we conclude this great, informative interview with Dr. Richard Ruling. Till then, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.